You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to NBA School and the Basketball IQ Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Lawrence. I'm here to give an educated breakdown on all things NBA. Welcome back. This is part two of the 2023-24 season finale of the Basketball IQ Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed part one. We'll pick you back up right in the middle of me and Ryan's Guess Who game from episode 14.
I went to a college in North Carolina that isn't Duke or UNC. I played with my brother-in-law for four seasons. And I'm one of few players in NBA history to win a scoring title and a steals title in the same season.
So from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. He was born and raised, or he was born in Ohio, but raised in North Carolina.
Was this guy a Gamecock or not?
No.
So he played at a different college. So probably you say he played with his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Guy's a super, super star.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of some guys, but because I'm thinking like guys that play with brothers.
Yeah.
Big colleges. Like I know Drew Holiday, he played at UCLA.
Okay. He played with, I left this detail out. He played with his brother-in-law in the NBA.
Oh, in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't in college.
I can't say Giannis because he's not from America.
Yeah, it's not, he's not a, that's just his brother though. It's not a brother-in-law.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty stumped. I'm trying to wait. What's the third clue again?
He's one of few players in history to win a scoring title and a steals title in the same season.
Scoring and steals. So, guy.
And that season is known as like one of the greatest seasons of all time by individual.
No, but all the guys I'm thinking of have played all on the West Coast or they're not from a school in North Carolina. Wow. Scoring and steals title.
Mm-hmm.
And play of his brother-in-law. Played in North Carolina. Wow, I am.
This is another guy whose dad played in the league. You might have mentioned him earlier.
Oh, not really?
It's Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah. My God. Steph.
Steve Davidson is in North Carolina.
I didn't know that Davidson was in North Carolina.
I didn't know that too until last night.
And then, it's Seth Curry.
No, his brother-in-law is Damian Lee. Damian Lee.
Really?
He played on the Warriors. He married his sister. So, Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's on Basketball Reference, too. Brother-in-law, Damian Lee.
Wow. I did not know that. Well, that I learn something new every day, Charlie. That's for sure. Yeah. But now it's my turn again.
Yep.
Let me find one that I think might be able to stump you a little bit. All right. This guy, he's from Kentucky.
Like he went to school in Kentucky?
Yeah. Okay. Went to Kentucky.
Yeah, Calipari guy. All right.
Number one pick of the draft.
Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
Skull. I'm a John Calipari guy, bro. He's my favorite college coach like of all time. People might not know on the podcast because I don't really mention or talk about college basketball that much, but I'm like a Coach K hater.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you not like Coach K?
Listen. All right. Here's my logic.
Come on.
Here's my logic. All right. The guy became, why do you think he wanted to be the Team USA coach?
Because he was offered the job?
Because if you're the Team USA coach, you get access to the greatest high school players in the world. So you have like three or four recruiting opportunities.
But who did they give the opportunity to?
They got Zion and RJ because of it.
But who did they give the USA job to? The best coach.
And now Steve Kerr has it.
Yeah, and look at what he did at Golden State. They give it to the best coach.
Listen, I don't... It's something about how he talked to him. I don't know. I don't know. A lot of it also has to do with the fact that my dad was a really big Duke fan. So as a kid, you're like, I want to root against him. So I was like, go UNC. Roy Williams, let's go.
No, you can't. No, I've never heard anyone say, I am a Coach K hater. You're the first I've ever heard. And probably the last.
I mean, yeah, he's retired, so, yeah. That's why I told Keith yesterday, I was like, you know, the tournament won't be as fun because I don't have, you know, I don't have Duke to... like, everybody that plays Duke, I'm rooting for them.
Hopefully the Running Rebels can make a run in the Mountain West.
Yeah, they can. I think they can. They've been really hot lately.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's your turn to...
All right, here we go. So this guy, the viewers know this is one of my favorite players. I've led the league in assists 5 times. I'm from the same state as Michael Jordan. And I've worn the same number my entire career.
So you said I got like the most assists 5 times?
Yeah. Michael Jordan is from North Carolina. So this is another North Carolina guy.
God. And this guy's, I suppose, a superstar.
Yeah, yeah. There was about a probably 6 or 7 year window where he was the best point guard in the league.
I'm going to say Chris Paul.
It's Chris Paul, yeah. He's my guy. Definitely.
I'll take the ones I get there, Charlie.
I'm glad you got the Chris Paul one. I'm happy.
Let's see what I got here. Okay. I think you'll get... you know what? This one's funny. I like this one.
All right.
You do follow sports gambling at all? Because if you do, you would know this.
I do.
Probably from the first clue.
I do. A little bit. Not as much as some people, but...
Okay, yeah. This player played in a game, committed a foul, and exited the game right away?
Okay, I wouldn't have got that on that, no.
No?
He just committed a foul and just left?
Yep. Committed a foul.
Recently?
Last year.
Why am I not remembering that?
It was funny. First player to commit 10 steals and 5 blocks in a game since 1973-74 NBA season.
Mm.
And the third one's too obvious. I got to change it because this one will give it away. And I feel like I could stump you on this
10
one.
Steals and 5 blocks in the same game?
Damn.
Is it Draymond?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the third clue?
It was he was drafted by the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, that would give it away.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, if you look up like if he like committed the foul and like exited the game. And like all the gambling people were all like mad about it.
Foul and left game. If you take an elbow. Leaves game after only 7 seconds.
Yeah.
What is this, bro?
Yeah, it's true. All the sports books are like, dang it, we have to pay off all these people that bet the under because the under's all hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I do. All right. I think I have 2 more on here.
Yeah, I think I have 1 more and I started, so that works.
Okay. All right. All right. Kobe called me a grown ass man when I was a rookie. I've played for the 2 biggest markets in America. And my team is currently battling to stay alive in the East. This team's going through a lot of injuries right now.
I should be watching more then. So he played in the 2 biggest markets, which means that he's played in LA and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So a guy either played on the Lakers or Clippers, and he plays in New York. So it means...
Yeah, he currently plays in New York.
I think I got this one. Mm-hmm. It can be Julius Randle.
It is Julius Randle.
There we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
I think that one, you're like, is Ryan going to be able to get that one? But
yeah, it was
like,
one of them, yeah.
But I got... Not too terrible there, Charlie.
That's pretty
right?
Good. That's pretty good.
I mean, not...
Have
not
you seen the great, Kobe grown man thing?
I think I have, like, because I remember I was like Julius Randle talking about Kobe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that was Julius Randle.
Yeah.
But yeah, not too terrible there. I'm actually like, even though like I'm not very good of NBA stuff, I feel like I did a mediocre to satisfactory job.
You're actually doing better than me, weirdly enough.
Which I'll definitely take.
You said you had 1 more?
Yes, I do have 1 more.
All right, cool.
So the last one, you're definitely going to get it because you're a big college basketball guy. So... Guy played at Duke.
Okay.
started a movie.
Started what?
A movie.
He's starting a movie. Okay.
And every team he says he's going to stay on.
Oh, it's Kyrie.
Yeah.
It's Kyrie. Yeah. As soon as, I'm as, not soon as leaving, you said start, Kyrie.
Are you leaving us like Listen, LeBron did? Nope.
Nope.
Are you going to, I like how Boston, they never asked him. He's like, I signed and I plan to sign an extension. Nope. And then like, yeah, everywhere he goes, he just leaves.
One more, and then we're going to do a weird pivot here on the Basketball IQ podcast. We're going to transition to other sports. What? What is this? Charlie, I only go for you to basketball. All right, this last one. If you, I'm going to say the first two because the third one is a dead giveaway.
Okay.
Eddie Jones is my cousin.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was born on a leap day. February 29th.
I'm like, oh, wow, that helps.
You know who it is now?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, sarcasm. All right.
Sarcasm, yeah.
All right.
Sarcasm.
I'll give you, he has an unorthodox shooting form. Like, it looks really weird. Went to Iowa State.
Now I'm confused because, like, I think of, like, unorthodox shooting form, I think of, like, Lonzo Ball, like, immediately.
He has, like, a little, it's like a slow and then it's like a quick flick at the rim. That's why. His dad has also been in the news a lot. He's a very loud guy, which is funny that you said Lonzo Ball.
Wait, but none of the Ball Brothers went to Iowa State, right?
Right. It's not a Ball Brother. It's not.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, the last clue is a dead fucking giveaway.
I might want to get the last clue.
The city I play in hosted the All-Star game this year.
Oh, the Pacers. Mm-hmm. I don't even know anyone on the Pacers.
You don't?
I kid you not. Who is it?
This hurts me, bro. It's Tyrese Halliburton, bro.
Yeah, I
damn.
I don't watch him much at all. No. Damn. I told you, my IQ sucks. I'm being honest with you.
Damn. Well, this is a perfect segue to move on to football. I completely ripped it off of him.
All right.
The first cut pot, English, the first half of the pod, no cuts. We don't edit that. I'm human. The first half of the podcast will be that. The other half will be an overall breakdown of the NBA's best and unexpected storyline. So I will start off with the player. We'll do a nice little warm up. You know, since it's on here, do you know what school John Stockton went to?
John Stockton.
That boy.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
I'm usual quote. I'm human.
I'll get it. The school is in my home state, so I didn't grow up in this part of the state, but it's still there.
Nah,
he went to Gonzaga.
He went to Gonzaga.
Yeah. Is the first superstar that went to Gonzaga.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't even know what. I didn't even know the state Gonzaga was in.
Yeah, Gonzaga's in Spokane, Washington. It's a population of like 200,000 people.
I did not know that.
Yeah. All right. You got to give me one now.
All right. Kevin Love.
UCLA. Easy. Come on, bro. I know who he played with, too.
All right. Hey. Hey. You got that.
There's going to be a pattern here with these. You know where Drew Holiday went to school?
True.
From Chatsworth, California.
I know. I was just talking about this.
Hey, didn't we have a conversation or marketing about like LA high school guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Drew though.
We didn't talk. Oh, he went to Campbell Hall apparently.
No.
In North Hollywood.
He went to Kansas?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. He's not Paul Pierce. He didn't go from LA to Kansas.
We kept it close.
Yeah. like really close.
Give me the answer, man.
It's UCLA. UCLA.
He went to UCLA?
Yeah, he did.
Drew Holiday went to UCLA.
He went to UCLA. Swear to God.
You never hear him pop up in the conversations about UCLA.
He was drafted in 2009. He was high school class of 08. Went to UCLA, bro. Oh. Yeah. All
right. I know you're not going to know this one.
All right. Talk to me.
Troy Brown Jr.
Shit. Former Laker Troy Brown Jr. for like 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Did he give me a conference? You don't even know the conference.
Pac-12.
Oregon? Let's go.
That's crazy.
Let's go. Let me confirm this. Hold on. Troy Brown. Do you really go to Oregon?
Yeah.
My hated rival, Oregon? Oh, shit, you did. Let's go. Oh, he went to Centennial High. Oh, shit. Did you know that?
What?
He went to high school here?
Yeah, he's from Vegas.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. All right, now I got to... I did two star level guys. All right.
Wow, man. I know you're a basketball geek, man. So I know you know a lot of information about each other. I had to make it hard for you.
All right. Danny Green.
Danny Green.
Yeah. It's a blue blood. All right.
Blah, 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 blah. I know he didn't go to Duke.
Very close. It's very close.
Very close. Blue blood. You went to that Drake school?
Mm-mm. Yeah, when I said Duke and I said very close, that's a giant clue, by the way. This school is like 2 hour driving distance from Duke.
Man.
I was going to say something else, but that would be a dead giveaway. So,
Danny Green.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see what his... I don't know if he was coached by the guy I'm thinking of, but I feel like it was. Do you think if I gave you a hint of who else went there, would that help a little bit?
Probably not. What's the conference?
ACC.
ACC.
I think. I'm not good at conferences. Let me look. North Carolina conferences. I realize I just said it into the mic and you didn't catch it. Nice.
Bluebird. You said Bluebird?
Yeah, yeah.
North Carolina.
Yep.
Because like, either,
when I said Duke, is like UNC is like 2 hours away. It's very close.
All right.
By the way, his Twitter is his Instagram is GreenRanger14. Just gonna point that out.
Hey man. What's a good one? Well, we wasn't just talking about DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm a Calipari guy.
I forgot you were a Calipari.
Come on, bro. See, Kentucky boy. And he played with John Wall, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I just seen him talk about it on the podcast. That's why.
He talked about Cal on the podcast?
They were just talking about them, like, they final game at Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Did they win the national championship?
No, they lost, I think. Because they ain't feed DeMarcus Cousins the ball.
Oh. That's why they lost? That's what
you
said?
They got took out by Joe Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla?
Boston Celtics coach played against him in March Madness.
Oh my God, he did? Is he really that young? My best friend is a Celtics fan. He's going to grill me for this. How old is he? He's 35. Oh shit. Yeah. So he would have been, what, 21?
Yeah, probably.
Damn. I just looked at his birth year. All right. Do you think if I hit you with like, so far you're 1 for 3.
Yeah.
You got Danny Green, but not Drew Holiday. It's kind of, you know.
I'm a orthodox man.
Okay. Well, Kurt, can you tell me what high school LeBron went to?
Yeah, St. Mary's.
All right. Okay. I'll do two since that was a layup. All right.
Now I'm 50%.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
Pretty sure this is another North Carolina school, I think. There's another legendary Hall of Famer that went to the school too. Yeah.
How many schools in North Carolina, bro?
There's a lot of them. There's Duke, UNC, Davidson, where Steph went, and then there's this one. It's like the four major.
Chris Paul.
Tim Duncan also went here.
Or anyone know what's crazy is?
What?
I used to be a major Chris Paul fan.
I know. I remember on the last time we talked.
And the fact that I don't know this answer.
This is crazy.
Crazy. I know,
crazy. I know. Let me give you the initials of the school.
Give me initials.
WF.
WF. Wake Forest?
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that one. You're three for five. I'll give you that one, you know. Christopher Emmanuel Paul. You know him and JJ Redick had beef in college?
True.
Yeah.
Who Chris Paul?
There's like a clip of him like punching JJ in the on a screen. Chris is a wild boy, bro. Pause. I just took a sip of water and the look Mark Keith gave me.
Let's see here.
If you gave me like a super old head, I might not get it. Or maybe. I don't know.
D'Angelo Russell.
Ohio State. I had to think about it. I was like, wait. For a second I was thinking LA school, but I was like, wait, hold on. He's not one of them.
Yeah.
So you said D'Angelo Russell. How do I? You know Devin Booker went to school?
Yeah. Kentucky.
Yeah, okay. Carl Anthony Towns?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Willie Cauley-Stein?
Probably Kentucky.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox?
Definitely Kentucky.
Bam Adebayo?
Bam. He went to Kentucky too?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shea? You just got the whole all-star.
You just name like top 10 dudes in the NBA.
All right. We got to get a role player. All right. One of our very own, Austin Reeves.
Oklahoma State. No, you went to regular Oklahoma.
Yeah, went to Oklahoma. Sooners. Bonus points. Can you name the other college you went to? You went to two.
Went to two?
I just learned this as I'm looking at my. I only thought he went to Oklahoma too, but apparently he went to another one.
He transferred. What was it? Yeah. The JUCO?
No. This is a D1 school. Apparently Ron Baker went here.
Ron Baker.
Okay.
What state is he in?
Kansas.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, apparently he went to Wichita State first. And then transferred to Oklahoma. I did not know that. Have you ever heard him talk like on a podcast? He's like one of the whitest white guys I've ever heard speak.
Yeah, I heard him talk a little bit.
He talks about golf like constantly.
Yeah.
He's like,
man, in the offseason, he had like, grew his beard out. Looked like a straight
Taylor Swift.
Man, he did not look like a hooper. He did not look like a hooper.
He looked like a country club member. He was like, I love that guy though. Love Austin. I might get a jersey one day. My white hooper seems. We gotta stand up.
Damian Lillard.
Weber State in Utah.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. You want to just, we have 2 minutes left. You want to just rattle off some and then I'll just name them all since I'm like 6 for 6 right now. We Jordan in this mother. Let's go.
Are you Jordan, huh?
Yeah.
You Jordan?
Hit me.
You Jordan?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
This is the most relaxed podcast episode ever, by the way. I'm just going to point that out. Normally, I'm getting intense at this point. This is like.
J.R. Smith.
He didn't go to college.
That was a trick question.
Ah, St. Benedict's Prep School. Yeah. Yeah, I'm the Jordan of this motherfucker. Come on, bro. Give me another one. He didn't go to no college. I think he would have went to like St. John's or something. Something in New York.
Yeah. Go to college now, though. But
yeah. Oh yeah, what school was that? Was it Texas A&M?
Yeah, play golf.
Where you play? Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's talk about it. Josh Hart.
Villanova? Yeah, but he's a New York Knick. You know he went to Villanova. You know. Remember? Did you hear what Matthew said yesterday in marketing?
What?
He was like, because I asked, I was like, if you were good enough to go to the league, what college would you go to? And I said Kentucky, just because I know I'm going to the league probably. And then Matthew said Villanova because he's going to get drafted by the Knicks. The GM's going to be like, no, I would, guy.
I'm not playing for Tom. Got me playing 48 minutes.
So in this hypothetical scenario, you're like a 5-star. Like, you're the guy.
Right.
So are you going to Duke? Or are you going the route of like being like what James Wiseman did when he went to Memphis? He's like, I'm going to be the superstar here.
Honestly. I want to compete in March Madness, bro. So
you want to compete in March Madness?
Yeah.
So that would probably incentivize.
I would probably go to school.
Yeah.
I'd probably go to like UNC, Arizona.
UNC, okay. Arizona, I respect it. We follow the footsteps of Gilbert Arenas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Another great shooter. Now on to the next segment. I'm a little late on this, but since I've been not necessarily covering the NBA as a whole for the better part of a month, I want to address the "we done with the 90s" trend on TikTok and on other social media platforms. Now, the trend surfaced a couple weeks ago, might have been 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I forgot the guy's name. I wish I would say, because I want to put him on blast, but he came out with these clips of Michael Jordan not being able to go left and just looking at other guys. I think Larry Bird was another clip, even though Larry Bird mainly played in the 80s. Mostly it was clips of guys in the 90s not having a lot of skill or as much skill as today. And then there was a guy in the background being like, we done with the 90s. So if you are a listener of the pod, a loyal listener, you will know that I've built a quote unquote brand off respecting basketball history. I've done entire segments about history on my blog. I have a category called the History Lesson. And this is in my everyday life. It matters to me. So it's on brand for me to not like it. So I'm not going to like it. My main issue with this whole "we done with the 90s" thing is to act like, and I know a lot of it is a troll, but to act like modern NBA players don't do stupid shit is just ignorant. Like, have you ever heard of Shaq than a fool? Have you ever heard of it? It's pretty popular. It's Shaq than a fool. And like I said, I know it's probably a troll, but if it isn't, if the guy that makes these trends or make the trends, if the guy that makes these videos and the people that actually believe it, here's what I will say about different eras in basketball, right? I'm not the type of person that will ever come out with an actual top 10 players list, because I just don't believe that. And quite frankly, I think it's ignorant to compare players from the 60s and the 2000s and compare them against each other. I just don't. I don't think it's smart. I don't think it's truly appreciating the sport of basketball well enough. And I might sound like a boring, oh, well, actually, take, but it's just accurate. And it's something, and when I was thinking about this last night when preparing for the pod, I thought to myself, I was like, what other industry other than sports do we constantly compare eras and say who's the greatest of all time of this without any context? Because that's what we do with basketball and baseball and football. Now, basketball probably has the most intense GOAT debate because it's the closest. Like in baseball, there's a GOAT debate, but it isn't as big because of the difference between. But even that, baseball and football fans, they understand that there's a difference in debating between Lawrence Taylor and Tom Brady. There's a fucking difference. You know what the difference is? They play different sides of the ball. Same thing when we talk about the GOAT debate in baseball. It's like some people have pitchers on there. Some people have hitters. It's mostly batters. But you can't really compare them because they play two completely different positions. It's the same thing in basketball. Michael Jordan's skill set and what he had to do on a daily basis on a basketball court is not the complete opposite, but it's very different than what LeBron had to do. Now, obviously, someone that was born in my era is going to say LeBron is the greatest basketball player of all time. But the only reason I say that is because he's the greatest that I've seen. In my era, it's LeBron, it's Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry. That's the big three. It's like K-Dot, Aubrey, and J. Cole. That's my era of rap, and that's my era of basketball. So why isn't discourse just, okay, who's the greatest in their era? Because that would create the most dynamic and interesting and in-depth conversation about the game. Like, why don't we go back and talk about, like, if we want to do the Bill Russell Wilt thing, be like, okay, compare those guys. But even comparing them is kind of dumb because Wilt, even though his teammates, I think, are downplayed in the context of history, I think he had really good teammates. I just don't think that they're viewed like Bill Russell's because Bill Russell's teams always won. Like, you can't tell me that Bill Russell had 9 actual, like, all-star level guys. You can't tell me that. Because I think back then, a lot of it had to do with winning. And winning, if whoever's team won, those guys made the all-star game. Because they really didn't have much else to go off of. Because a lot of the other guys, to be honest with you, were on a level playing field outside of the top guys. So what I just did there, why can't we all do that? That what I just did there is just simple. If you just know what you're talking about, I just, Bill and Wilt, boom. But back to my original point, as I go on that ramble there, we don't do this in any other industry. And I'm a movie nerd. We don't do this shit. We don't compare Gone with the Wind with Oppenheimer. We just don't. You know why? Because Gone with the Wind was made in the fucking 1940s and Oppenheimer came out last year. So anyone with a brain understands, oh, the production was a little different. They probably had more money to make Oppenheimer. Okay. The special effects are better. But you know why Gone with the Wind is always in top 5 movies of all time? Because it's ranked within the context of when it came out. When Gone with the Wind came out in the 1930s, or 1939, when Gone with the Wind came out in 1939, it was a state-of-the-art, one of the greatest movies of all time. Now, do we compare that to The Godfather, which came out 40 years later or 30 years later? We fucking don't. And The Godfather, which was made in the 70s and my favorite movie of all time, is considered by most people to be one of the greatest movies of all time. But when I hear cinema geek discourse, which I do listen to, one of the first things that's constantly brought up is, wow, the production for the time was incredible. Wow, the way that the costume looks, or the mustache, or for the jacket that Fredo wore in that scene at the mansion in Godfather Part 2, and the lighting that went into that. Those people constantly talk about, for the time, they always add that little caveat, for the time, this is amazing. Why can't we do that with basketball? Why can't the discourse be, wow, for the time, Oscar Robertson was fucking incredible? Why can't we do that? And this goes for the same thing with technology. We don't compare a fucking pager to the iPhone 15 because we're not like, oh, I don't know, man, that pager is the greatest phone of all time. We don't do that. We don't go to I mean, a lot of people don't go to Best Buy anymore, but I used to go as a kid. We don't go to Best Buy and be like, oh, look at that Mac from the 80s that my mom used, and then look at these supercomputers that can handle 70,000 video games in them. We don't compare those two. And like, I don't know, man. So I don't understand. I mean, I get why. I understand why there is a discourse. But I hate the reason why there is a discourse. And like all the examples that I gave, there's always a caveat. And I feel like with basketball, next time you watch any Hardwood Classic game, or, you know, any, like, I just watched earlier this morning, I was watching a 1970s finals game. It was, I think it was Sonics Bullets from 1979. I was just watching that this morning. And I was able to appreciate what Dennis Johnson, Gus Johnson, Jack Sikma, and all the guys on the old Sonics teams, I was able to appreciate what they were doing for their era. So the next time, if you do, ever, next time you watch a Hardwood Classic game, try to appreciate what they can do, instead of trying to see if they can guard Rockets' James Harden. Because similar to the movie industry, a movie like The Godfather would get relentlessly ridiculed for having cheesy effects, and the lighting and camera work would be weird if that was made today. It just would. And I fucking love that movie with all my heart. So just appreciate what's in front of you and appreciate what's behind you. Because, to be honest with you, those greats are what paved the way for us to be able to talk about it today. So just love everybody, honestly. Speaking of the Lakers,
oh, that's next.
The rematch of the conference finals last year in the first round.
Let me say this.
Okay. Maybe I should have saved this for last, but we're just going to do it now.
Lakers in six.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Now, Lakers in six.
All right. Make your case.
Denver, they're taking game one.
Okay.
It's the home game, the crowd, you know.
We're going to win back to back. Right.
So we're going to win 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're going to take 4.
Okay. We're winning game five in Denver.
Hmm?
We're winning game five in Denver.
Yes.
2-2. Okay.
We're going to win one in Denver.
Right.
If we don't, it's going to be much harder, man.
Well, you just said we're going to win 2 games in Denver.
Yeah.
Game 2 and game 5.
So. And then for 6, we're going to be back in LA. Easy money. We just can't lose at home, man.
Yeah. I can't say I have the same optimism. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. It's great. I know no one cares, but Denver went 3-0 against us in the regular season.
No, nobody cares.
But no one cares about that. The Bulls used to beat the Heat in the regular season. It didn't matter, but this is different. Would you like to take a guess at when the last time we beat Denver in any basketball game that had 2 hoops?
Probably 2022.
We had Russell Westbrook the last time we beat them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Was that the game he dunked on Rudy?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty.
Or not Rudy. He was...
he dunked on Rudy.
Rudy's not on the Nuggets, though.
Oh, man. I'm thinking about... No.
I was like, yeah, I remember he dunked on Rudy. Wait.
Hey. I was thinking about a flashback. You know, it was a nasty dunk.
It was a crazy dunk, but no.
But yeah, no.
Remember when he dunked on Rudy? What? As this was covered a lot during the series, I feel like despite the sweep last year in the playoffs, Denver's margin of victory was just 8 points per game. And game 4 was by 2. Which was painful because LeBron had like 30 in the first half.
I feel like in that last game, get a ball on LeBron, let him go to paint. I don't think that was the right play call. Mm-hmm. I think most of them games we lost to like strategically, like to bad coaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Malone is objectively better than Darvin Ham in every way. So
yes, he know when to call the timeout, make an adjustment.
Yeah,
I remember we went on like. We made like 3 shots in a row. We only went up 2. He called timeout.
Yeah. Is that the most important outside of like being a good people person? Because is that the most important skill of being an NBA head coach? Because I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Having a good feel for the game is like number 1.
Yes.
You got to know when to call timeouts, when to pull people out, when to sub.
Yes. Like no matter the star power.
Let's not pull LeBron halfway through the first quarter when he has 10 points. Let's not do that. How many times I've seen that this year and wanted to chuck my... Let's not. I know he wants to. I don't care what you want, Bron. You have 10 points right now. Play. From the research I did, this series will be about dominating in the paint. Because both teams love rim running. They love... the Nuggets were the only team with a winning record while being beaten in the 3-point battle. They went 18-15 when they lost the 3-point battle. And the Lakers have the most wins while losing that battle. So it doesn't matter how many threes.
Well, we are a paint.
We're a paint mashing team.
I mean, and well, another big key thing for success in this theory is AD. Like, we need AD to be AD, man. We need 20 plus every game. I don't need a 20. Game where, yes.
I want 30.
I take 30. That'd be a blessing.
I want 30 and 15.
You see what he did last time, though? He had games where he dropped 14.
I feel like he had one game where he had like 40, though.
Yeah, he did.
He did some AD shit. That's what that is. One game where he has 14 points. And I think the next game he has 40 and 20.
But I think it'll be better defensively against Jokic, man, because Jokic put up a triple-double that game.
Yeah. I'm going to look up these stats right now because I need to see this. So game 1, I know we're spending the most time in the Lakers series, but we're Laker fans, so deal with it. Oh my God. Game 1, AD had 40 and 10. That's what I was thinking of. Game 2, he had 18 and 14. Game 3, he had, go ahead. Game 3, he had 28 and 18. And then game four, he had 21-14. So then they had one game, or I guess two.
I mean,
he literally went from good game, it alternated perfectly.
Yeah, but it's like, them some solid games, you know? Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is defense. Like, AD's a great shot blocker, timing the ball. Oh, you playing against Jokic, he's so wide. And then, like, he uses his wideness and throw like a baby hook he's over so the top wide. Of his head. Like, and he floated in a soft touch. Like, every time you shoot a floater, you think it's going in, man.
No, sometimes when I shoot a floater, I think it's a pass. To the dunker, to Aaron Gordon.
It's floating all net.
And one aspect of the series that I don't think people are talking about is how much Jamal Murray owns us more than Jokic does. You know what his shooting splits were last year in that series?
Tell me.
53-41-95.
50-40-90. Man. Getting cooked. And then he makes some tough shots. Oh, man. He's making tough shots.
There's the famous Jokic one where he's like the one-legged falling.
That breaks. Them shots break my heart. You'd be like, yeah.
Good great deep, defense. Good deep. Damn.
1 second going now. Step back. Cash.
Mike Breen says bang. Oh, man. It's like how I felt with Steph Curry for 4 years. I was like, great defense.
Oh.
Okay. I'm used to it. I'm scarred. John Schumann says Nuggets in four again.
I just don't think he likes the Lakers. That's what I think.
I think it's really funny to pick on us.
Yeah.
Look, I can see it because I do it too sometimes. It is funny.
It is funny. But people forget this.
It makes good content.
LeBron is the greatest turnaround player ever, bro.
I think he told me this before work one time.
Yes.
Yeah.
He lost to Golden State, mm-hmm. came back the next year, and dominated.
Yeah.
And now AD's healthy. Yeah. Now the team's been together for a long time, so now they got that chemistry. Mm-hmm. So he's not alone.
Yeah, I feel like that team last year was like together for like 30 games.
Yeah.
Because Rui came at the trade deadline. Vando came with the trade deadline. D'Lo, I think, did too, right? Was he a trade deadline? I feel like he was.
Rui was before the trade deadline.
Right, Rui was like the pre-trade deadline.
Yeah.
We got him for what? it was like 2 second rounders. Like, okay, thank you.
then we made the big trade. Got Vando, D'Lo.
Yeah, I think that was the Russ trade, right?
Russ trade.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, appreciate it, Russ.
And then we start firing on high cylinders, but you know, once you get to like the playoffs and you like It carried over to the playoffs. Yeah. But once you face like we faced it.
Memphis,
they wasn't great.
Yeah. And then we played the Warriors.
Yeah. They're not the same.
Yeah.
We played a freshly Denver team. Mm-hmm. Now they was hungry.
Yeah.
We wasn't ready for that type of energy. Now I think we're like the experience playing against Denver and all those other things, like when LeBron had the experience playing against the Warriors for the first time and losing, mm-hmm. I think that plays a part to like, oh, I know what y'all doing. I know y'all game. I'm finna break it down.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be huge.
Before we get into the next series, I'll make my prediction. I say, I don't want to be a fake Laker fan, but I'll say Nugget. I don't want to keep saying six because I've said six twice. No, I said Mavs in five. So. Nuggets in five. I can't.
Oh, this is blowing me away, man.
I can't. I'm realistic, man.
This is a Laker fan. He said LeBron is losing in five games to the same team in the next year.
I can't.
All right. We're gonna see about this. First game Saturday. I know. 5:30. Yeah.
I have a reminder on my phone. Thank y'all so much for listening to this episode of the Basketball IQ podcast. And remember, kids, It's all about hoop.